Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyuk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Kuzman. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting seventh. The DH, Don Money. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount strikes out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Molitor moves to second. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Law steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Paciorek hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Paciorek reaches second base with a double. Kemp scores. Luzinski moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Luzinski scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Paciorek moves to third. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Law strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kemp hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuzman covering, for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Kuzman. Gantner moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gantner scores. It's White Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Paciorek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Paciorek reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paciorek moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Paciorek tags and scores. Baines tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Law settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Law hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kemp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to second. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Luzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kuzman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Paciorek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Law scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Molitor moves to third. Yount moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. Yount scores. Cooper moves to third. It's 4-3, Brewers. Salome Barojas now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball towards left field. Kemp makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Kemp. Cooper tags and scores. Simmons tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-3, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Aurelio Rodriguez. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bernazard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.